This is a HeadGum Podcast.
God, the boat is like going up and down and the surf is like splashing in my face. It was like an off day. This entire whale watch, it's just me and Wallace, Gromit's friend. And he's brought like cheese. You know, he is like
obsessed. He's like cheese addicted.
He's obsessed with cheese. It was kind of sad because like we get to the pod, like an actual like pod of whales.
Oh, wow.
And the guide is like, this is crazy. Like we never see this much whales. This is like really special and like get your cameras out and stuff. And it seems like Wallace was kind of just there to eat cheese.
Right. So it's using like this it as an beautiful excuse. Surroundings, this amazing natural event that you're witnessing of the whales. Were they having sex or were they kissing?
The whales were having sex.
So you're seeing all these whales, what were 20, 25?
How many? With all the whales?
Yeah.
It was like 25 whales.
Wow. So, okay. So close to my guess. So then it was like 25 and he, you know, you never get to see that. And he's just so focused on his cheese that he's missing.
And it's like a big block of this like very almost like stereotypical cheese. It's like a wedge. That's like the size of a basketball, basically.
You know what it is, though? That's his phone screen. I mean, this is happening all over the country at all times. We're all missing out on life.
That's, you know what? That's true. And I found myself, that's so interesting. I didn't think about that because I'm like, he's addicted to this cheese and he's just using like a social event as like, oh, great. I could like a reason to like go out and like have fun with people, but really just like eat cheese. But meanwhile, me, I'm watching these whales just through my phone screen. You know what I mean? Instead of like taking in the actual thing, I'm watching a video of some different whales on my phone.
Right.
While there's real whales right there.
And that is something you think, and we've all fallen into that trap because you're double checking. You think these are whales. Hang on, let me freaking Google search whales.
Right. And I'm in the same way as the cheese. I'm eating like these big pieces of my phone. Mm.
It's exactly the same. So,
hey,
welcome to Hollywood Handbook. It's an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet live back hallways of this industry we call showbiz. And Hayes, do you want to say what up today?
I would like to say to all the fans and to everyone who has supported us all this time and to everyone at Earwolf that has been so like nice to us and who we have become friends with, and to engineer Devin and to Chef Kevin and to our guests who we'll get to in a second, and to all the fans, I want to wish a very happy what up, what up.
That was so nice. So speaking of our guest who we'll get to in a second, our guest, let's get to her now.
It's Heather Ann Campbell is here.
Hi, everybody. Hi, guys.
Hi. What up? What up?
How do you how do you say that? Like, how does your name like work for to you?
Heather Ann Campbell?
Yeah.
Well, do you know why?
So that's how you say it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I go by my middle name for a reason. You want to know why?
Yeah.
Because
your middle name is Heather Ann Campbell.
So I'm Heather Ann Campbell. Yes.
Wow.
The truth is there is a Heather Campbell who is an actress who looks very similar to me.
Okay.
And she used to do more risque material. So if you Google Heather Campbell nude, you can see a woman who looks similar to me.
Yeah.
In very little clothing. And enough like me. So that's why I'm all three names.
That's good to differentiate a bit.
Yeah. Right. And so if you ever decided to do risque material, you wouldn't have the same name as someone in that. In the same field.
Yeah, you want them to find your nudes.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. I've been in this same spot.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a movie called like Beach Party Bikini Massacre or something like that.
Uh-huh.
That stars a man. Kind of looks like Chris Evans. I'm not going to say he looks like me. His name is Sean Clement with no S on the end.
Okay.
And he is miscredited in the film as Sean Clements. It made it all the way to the credits that he's listed as Sean Clements. And so if you Google like Sean Clements actor, that's who you find.
Oh.
I don't know if he's nude in it. I have not Googled my name and the word nude.
You should.
I think I'm going to start today.
Somebody pointed it out to me on Twitter. They were like, is this you? And I'm like, no, that is not me.
Somebody has been Googling that for you because it's an autocomplete. The first one.
Is nude?
Is Sean Clements nude. Mm-hmm.
But I think they're trying to see that beach party bikini massacre fella.
Are they massacring bikinis in it? He's got a pair of scissors and he's cutting the bikini string.
He's saying, hey, well, one piece is only. He has a one-piece shop.
You can't.
He's massacring the bikinis in order to boost sales, is my understanding of the plot of the film. What were you going to say? You can't what?
I was going to say you can't make a one-piece out of a bikini, but I realized that that's not what you were saying.
No, he's saying, hey, no bikinis allowed on this beach. I'll massacre those.
He's tried. He's tried to make the one piece out of the bikini. It takes a third piece to connect them.
You're speaking about this movie with the authority of people who've seen it. No, yeah, you both admitted that you have not seen it.
It's all in the name. Well, it's all in the name.
Yeah. When you've been in this business as long as I have, you hear a movie name, you could just about put it together.
Uh-huh. Give an example.
In any movie.
Name a movie?
Yes. Go ahead.
I name a movie and you tell me.
Name a movie.
Yes.
Batteries not included.
Okay. So, easy one. So the guy who has a one-piece bathing suit shop.
Something like that, a bathing suit does not need any batteries. So why would they need to put batteries included in the when you're selling a one-piece bikini?
Yeah,
honestly, to me, it's not even worth mentioning.
No, it is an odd title. And it's maybe why that film didn't do so great and we haven't heard of it.
That was a Spielberg film. That's produced by Steven Spielberg. He's a big shot.
Wow. Okay. And so I guess we're living in friggin' 1985 if we're Heather Ann Campbell, because that's the last time I ever even heard of that guy.
I literally don't think he's done anything since 1985 except War Horse, which I was crying.
Yes.
Oh, War Horse. Yes. Oh, that was my childhood on screen, the War Horse.
That wasn't even him. That was mostly the wrangler.
You
think he's the guy who's like wrangling the horse? That's the real director.
He's not touching the horse. What's he gonna point the camera?
Okay,
and shoot.
Let's imagine War Horse without the horse wrangler. The horse is not even gonna be on screen.
Yeah,
he's gonna be running away.
I'll tell you what that movie would be: Bikini Beach Party Massacre. I mean, basically.
What did you think about War Horse?
Yeah.
I love animals in movies because they're not acting. They just are.
They don't know they're
so
in a movie.
You're watching a movie with everyone acting and then a documentary about a horse is taking place simultaneously. Mm-hmm. I love that. Like, I love watching a dog who's like walks through a screen and you're like, that dog is just in the living room.
Has no idea.
No idea. So it's great. Yeah. I love movie animals. Unless it's like Milo and Otis. Right.
You could just watch a documentary about animals. You don't have to watch.
But then I'd want.
You could watch a documentary. Oh. Remember?
I'm sorry. What am I supposed to remember there?
A documentary?
No, I know. I heard the word you said, but you said remember like.
Remember when Netflix did that?
Oh, is that a thing Netflix did?
No, they coined the term, friend.
Documentary.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I don't remember that.
But. You could watch Keddy.
Keddy?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the...
It's
a movie about a dog?
Street Cats of Istanbul.
Oh, okay, great.
That's a dog-cat-mentary.
That's a cat-umentary. Yeah, I'm going with that. Let me check in with myself. Cat-umentary. Yeah, I'm sticking with it.
Can you help us do a video game?
Excuse me?
You're a video game expert. We're looking to make big bucks. Okay. I hear you don't have to pay the actors when you do a video game.
That's mildly true, sort of. But I mean, only because they're working on unionizing. It's been hard for video game voice acting to take the same.
So we can get in right before that. We work fast.
Yeah. If we do a video game right now, we can effectively rip off a lot of artists.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you could. And same with the developers. They work those guys. to the bone.
Are you kidding me? This sounds like a fucking cash cow.
Yeah. And we already have the mics and a computer.
Yeah. Well, it takes... Okay. I mean, yeah, you could make a video game with just that, which is kind of incredible.
Yeah, you're about to say it takes more than that, but
yeah, I thought about it. Wrong, it's going to be a small scale game, but you could do it.
Mm-hmm, yeah, and that's what we plan to do.
I like that you led with mics. So your game is a lot of voice acting.
Oh, we have more mics than yes, it is mostly voice acting.
The game is
What is it?
Well, we were hoping for a little bit of help.
Okay.
We did a famous game a few years ago.
You did?
Yes. Called Fight Haver. Yes.
Fight Haver.
So, of course, you remember Fight Haver, Fast Drive
Edition.
I'm sorry. What? Can you both say that title at the same time, please? Because I, it was...
Three, two...
I'll count you down. Ready? Okay.
That would be so helpful.
You should both know the name of your game.
And
ready?
We will.
On the, one, two, three.
Fight Haver Fast Driver.
Mm-hmm. And it's, Fight Haver Fast Driver.
And yes.
Okay. What was the platform that was released on?
Kumail helped us with it. He did the voices.
Mm-hmm. It was on a table. Basically, it was basically this table.
Like the Microsoft Surface table?
More signatures. A couple more PFPs.
It was very similar to this, to this platform.
You released a video game on a table. Like you put it on the table?
That's where it has to kind of sit. It has its own device.
Oh, wow.
That it plays on, which is like pretty smart.
Yeah.
A lot of these other games, mm-hmm. you don't even have to buy a separate machine.
No, yeah, you don't.
You're making it for somebody else's machine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like if I'm a famous chef and I'm making food for that guy's restaurant.
Yeah.
It's like, why don't I make you come to my restaurant?
Yeah, it's as if you made food and also invented plates.
Yeah, right?
Well, yeah.
And no one else could use the plate,
yeah,
right? So all the food
special
is...
Special shaped plate for your food.
Is falling on the floor.
That's
great. It's the only plate, only shape that the food works on.
I won't lie. That is a philosophy of game design that has worked in the past.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I feel like companies are moving away from that, though, now.
Nintendo
has started releasing games for phones. You can play Nintendo games on your phone.
So you're saying
that...
Okay,
so my phone is a Nintendo.
Yeah, essentially, yeah.
Nintendo phone.
What is a Nintendo?
So what you're saying is that right at the moment that the entire industry has decided to zig, we're zagging.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you for the compliment.
No worries.
So we have to do another game. Though, because it's been a couple years and we do just sort of have to rotate to anything we have done. We have to do it again until...
Especially when someone so directly aligns with our interests.
Uh-huh.
Gaming.
Yes.
So what kind of games right now is what's huge?
What... okay. Well, there's Fortnite is, I guess, the largest... game
2 weeks
right now.
Two weeks notice. A game based on the movie 2 weeks notice.
2 weeks notice.
I'm sorry.
We could go off the proposal because I had those sort of those are connected in my head a little bit.
And I because Sandra Bullock was in both of them, but I don't think they came out very close together.
Wait, you're doing a
really?
Maybe I'm wrong.
You're doing a game based on
when did 2 weeks notice come out, Devin?
Yeah, Devin.
I don't even know what that movie is about.
Engineer Devin, activate Sandra Bullock filmography.
2002.
I think the proposal was 2009.
When was the proposal?
I'm going to say 2009, possibly even 10.
You guys are doing...
I'm going to say 8.
What are you going to say?
It might have been.
You have to say when you think the proposal came out.
2007. I don't know.
No way.
Why would you... First off, do you own that IP? Do you own the rights to that movie?
Well, we just changed the name. 2 weeks notice, they changed it to Fortnite. Yeah. It's clearly inspired by 2 weeks notice, but they've just gotten a way to... So instead of the proposal, we would say, like, the engagement or the bridesmaids.
Mm-hmm. Those... Okay, so those two things, you need the IP for those... You need the rights.
For both of those?
Yeah, I think those are both movies. You can... Mm. What is... All right. Let's say that you are basing a movie around the proposal as a concept. What do you see the interactivity features of this game? Like, is it a...
Well, Ryan Reynolds. I mean, if anyone's innovating in the world of interactivity, it's got to be Ryan Reynolds. Deadpool
He's
talks
freaking
directly
coming
to me.
Out of the screen, and I am in being his friend in the audience.
He's actually talking to
Devin,
me.
You're
going to
keep
the
information
film.
To yourself?
When 2009. So a couple years later.
Ha ha.
2009.
His proposal.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So you're going to do a game where the characters talk to the player?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Do you have any, do you have any other, that's your core concept?
Well, we it, also know.
It would be more help, some of these, if some of these guys in the other games were helping me and saying like, make me punch, you know?
Uh-huh.
That would, yeah, that would
walk
be,
me around.
Because I'm noticing, I don't really know much about games, but right. when I'm doing them, I'm getting shot to pieces.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If my guy would say, hey, I don't want to get shot.
Yeah.
Help me out here, pal.
Help me find the golden beans.
So this is a tutorial heavy game based on the proposal.
Yes.
Where it's the all character training speaks mode.
To, it's all training mode.
Yeah.
What are you training for? Like what, give Winning. Me an example of a thing that Ryan Reynolds would say. Even though he's not in the proposal.
The immigrant, he is in the proposal.
Is he?
Actually.
He is in the yeah. proposal.
Oh, yeah. in a God. Big way.
Yeah. I'm so sick of my hard
he's
ass
He's in
boss.
It, on it, around it, yeah. he's all over it.
If I'm not mistaken, his boss is a real hard ass in that.
I have not seen this. I've not seen this
He
movie.
Has to get married.
He has to get married?
Yes.
That's the...
He has 2 weeks to get married.
Yeah. He has one fortnight to get married.
Why?
Deportment.
He's going to get...
He's Canadian.
He's going to get deported if he doesn't get married, so he has to marry Sandra Bullock?
He has to marry his boss.
Why the, are his Canadians so
He
funny.
Has to marry his boss?
Has to marry
That's
his boss.
That's the immigration law. Yeah. And that, well, look, I mean, this is the time we live in. You have to marry your boss.
Honestly, I'm shocked that this is a movie that
that's
exists.
The, yeah, that's basically the movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know how Cardi B calls herself like a boss bitch?
Uh-huh. Okay.
That's kind of based on the proposal.
I didn't know that.
Devin, say the summary of the movie.
Let's see here.
Unbelievable.
Well,
cut that gross noise out.
You're pretty close, except that actually she's the Canadian executive who's going to be deported.
That's what he said.
Yeah, but I said Ryan Reynolds is Canadian. That's why he took the project.
Oh, is that right?
He connected the material. Ryan Reynolds is Canadian. Why are Canadians so goddamn funny? Why? Is it something in the water up there? They're so goddamn funny.
I mean,
where are you from?
Me personally? Yeah. Chicago.
Okay. Close though.
Close.
It's in the zone.
It is. It's cold. It's a cold weather town.
Mm-hmm.
And then a very hot weather
town.
Ah,
yes. Chicago, the cold weather town city.
I really want to know the plot of this movie.
Yeah, hit me.
Ryan Reynolds is from America. His family are from Alaska. She's Canadian and she forces him to marry her. Well, forces. She would like him to marry her in order to keep her visa.
The summary intact. Says she forces him to marry her. Well, forces. She would like it.
I was
marry
summarizing.
Her.
Yeah.
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 Well, why don't you, instead of summarizing the summary, why don't you read
the plot
me the
centers
summary.
On a Canadian executive who learns that she may face deportation from the U.S. because of her expired visa. Determined to retain her position as editor-in-chief of a publishing house, she convinces her assistant to temporarily act as her fiancé.
Mm-hmm.
Aha.
So this is like a real pre-Me Too film. Like, I mean,
well, it's in, well, it's pre-too. In the, yeah, and the women are doing it for themselves in this one.
I mean, but the theory still applies. Like that power dynamic
that she leverages the fact that
good.
She's his employer to force him into a pseudo romantic situation that ultimately does become a real romantic situation.
Yeah, that's not.
But I personally think that movies can be controversial and movies can show the world as it really is.
Uh huh.
Which is we have this like new immigration policy now where like billionaires are running the country and making people marry them.
That I
they would never so they make the proposal now.
Yeah,
no,
but I
think
they should do a Ghostbusters style reboot of the proposal where we flip the genders.
So it just indecent proposal.
Okay.
Okay.
And this is a movie about a swimsuit salesperson. I remember this. Woody Harrelson owns a one-piece shop. He and his wife Demi Moore are approached by Robert Redford at a casino. Robert Redford wants to see her wearing a two-piece.
Is it Robert Redford?
It is Robert Redford.
Oh, God.
What year did that one come out?
90, what, four?
I'm going to say two.
Yeah. 93.
Hey! Hey. Wow. What a team. Just kidding, you're not on a team with me.
Fair.
The game.
Let's get to the
open
game.
On an office.
Okay.
With Ryan Reynolds, it has to get out of the door, but there is a box in his way.
Okay, great.
And he says, "Hey, buddy, help me jump."
Okay.
And that's to me.
Mm-hmm.
I hit the jump button. There was a jump button on our machine. Instead of this, all this stupid like shapes. Why would I hit a square to jump?
Well, if you're jumping over a box.
But what if I, there's.
Well, if you're only jumping over a box, just hear me out. Then push the box.
But that implies that in the other one, I'm jumping over a pyramid.
Can I ask a question that you seem to be hinting at here, but I want to clarify. Is the game that Ryan Reynolds is in an office and that you also are in the game and he is asking you to help him jump, or is this a game made exclusively for you?
Ryan Reynolds is Deadpool.
Yeah, I know who I do know, but what I'm asking is the player's experience of the game. Is it that I'm controlling you, controlling Ryan Reynolds, or is this a one person, one copy released game?
There's only one machine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
These things are honestly. This shit is so stupid. These things take forever to make.
How
these machines.
Are you making money off of this concept?
Well,
in the game, there's coins everywhere.
No, you.
Yeah.
You as a human, your investment. How are you getting a return on this investment?
Well,
you can
well,
trade the coins.
That's not what I'm asking.
For new hats.
Okay. Sandra Bullock is a high-powered executive, so we know she's got mm-hmm. a big salary.
I feel like you guys are mixing a couple of things here.
Okay.
Which is, all right, if I make a video game about making money, it's called, like, Stockbroker 5000, right?
Okay.
Then I sell...
Can we get the number a little higher? Yeah.
Stockbroker 10 million, sure.
A billion.
Okay, a billion.
Stockbroker a billion.
Yeah, so I make that game, and then I sell it to consumers...
Uh-huh.
Like regular people, and
how much
for? How much am I selling the game for?
How much?
I don't know, like $29.99.
Okay, I'll buy it.
Great. So you'll.
Why
great.
Is a stockbroker making video games and selling them to consumers?
No. He's not. Again, okay. Like when Mario games are made, they're not sold to Mario, and they're not made by Mario. They are Mario games. This is a stockbroker.
Can
game.
Can you use a reference I know?
Sonic? Do you what? No, you.
But here you are.
Sonic
saying,
is a movie.
Here we are. Here you're saying that we have to have all the rights to these movies and these characters and stuff, and yet people can just make Mario's game.
No,
without him, as you say, even being involved.
That is not what. All right, name a game that you know. Name any game that you know.
Okay, Fight Havoc, Drive Fast Edition. Okay.
Did you make that game for a Fight Havoc? Or was that for people to play?
We didn't finish it.
Okay. What was the plan? I hate to keep backtracking here, but I'm just trying to create a foundation that we all share.
Yeah.
So who was that game made for? Not what, because I could see you starting to say that platform, but I want who?
Who?
Who is that game made
for? Well, it wasn't for kids, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a lot of showering in it.
Mm-hmm. A lot of the characters all took showers.
In Fight Havard?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, after
a
fight,
big fight, yeah. Nothing feels better than just rinsing off.
I feel like maybe the first step for you guys as designers, the first step, even though you've already made part of a game.
And the machine.
And the machine's
and
finished.
The single machine is maybe playing a video game, like any game, really, just playing one.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
And then... seeing what works about that.
Okay.
Okay. You're both
but
looking
everyone
at me
else,
like,
this everyone is else, see, me. This is the zigging and zagging. Everyone else is playing these video games first.
Uh-huh.
They're basing their games off of these other games.
Right.
But to truly innovate, I think what you have to do is ignore the game completely.
Okay.
Then your game, right?
Uh-huh.
Is almost like really good.
I just want to say, and where we are at in the game now, Ryan Reynolds is stuck in his office. There's a little bit of urgency to this. He is hungry.
We don't exactly want to pick apart all the logic of it when he hasn't even gotten past the box.
When you, okay, let's say you, he asks you to jump, and I'm still not clear if you are in the game, and I'm looking at you playing.
So he are looking at him playing, because ideally you are part of a very long line of people waiting to play the game.
So this one...
You got the one device, you know?
Okay, the one copy of the game, one device. Uh-huh. You're playing the game.
Yes.
There's a line behind you of other people.
And we're hoping it's big.
Ryan Reynolds is asking you...
Mm-hmm. Hayes man, help me jump.
Right, so you're... Okay. So what do? You
hit the jump button.
You hit the jump button. Great. And then he jumps over the box to escape his
office?
Then
he's jumping... if you just hit the jump button, he's jumping straight up.
Okay.
So he's helping you and he's saying,
great.
Hayes man, hit the jump button and the go forward button.
Okay.
And so if you hit them at the same time, then he goes forward and now he's on top of the box.
Great.
Smash it, get a coin.
Okay, great. And then he leaves the office?
No, he didn't leave the entire office. He's at work.
Okay,
he doesn't want to get so fired. He gets fired at the first thing that happens in the game.
Okay, no, because then how's his boss going to force him to marry her? So that is, and I know you've got a little more game experience,
yes.
But just in terms of storytelling, that's nonsense.
Yeah, it doesn't, that doesn't track. You're right.
Devin, who else is in the proposal?
Betty White.
Okay.
Is that true?
Yes.
Wow.
And who else?
Mary Steenburgen.
Okay. All right.
Asif Manvi.
That could be huge for us. He was on our 100th episode.
He was on our show before.
Uh-huh.
You like The Brink?
The movie? No, I don't know The Brink.
The Brink?
Brink is TV, it is TV show.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I don't know it. No, mm-hmm. I don't know it.
Oh.
I know a lot of video game stuff. That's why you guys had me here. I know video game things, but not TV or film things. I would have watched The Proposal had I known, but the email you sent me was blank.
Thank you for just like figuring it out.
Yeah. Well, we don't like to be bullies. We're very anti-bully. And I feel like a lot of the emails these days are ding, ding,
hey,
go here, this time. We go, hey, let your imagination fill it in.
There was an automated signature at the end of a blank email.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to contact my people to find out what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the automated signature, yeah.
Yeah.
Yesterday's history, tomorrow's mystery, today's a gift. That's why they call it President Dave Matthews. That's our email signature.
Yep. Yeah. That. Yeah. Yep.
Do you know what they mean by that?
What? Who is they? Who's they?
Well, the entire Dave
you guys?
Band.
No. I mean, I don't know what.
All the different Dave. There's one Dave, a singular Dave Matthew.
Mm-hmm. But all the Dave Matthews have sort of joined together to deliver this message to us, which is yesterday's history. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow's a mystery.
Uh-huh.
But today is a gift. That's why they call it the present, Dave Matthews. You ever heard The Space Between?
Yeah, I do. I've heard that song, but I haven't heard it.
Can we get that in the game?
Probably, to be honest. But I don't know. Is that in the movie? Why would you include that song if it's not in the film?
Devin, is The Space Between in the movie The Proposal?
The Space Between? You startled me. The song? I'd have to look up the soundtrack. You want me to look up the soundtrack album?
Please do. Okay. Let's see.
No, by all means, finish what you were doing on your phone.
It's like a contractual thing he gets to look up one thing and then any additional thing is out of our pocket.
I think it was part of the contract this year. I don't think they have songs in The Proposal.
At all.
Okay.
No songs.
Okay.
Just score.
That's
just score.
A blank canvas for us.
Yeah.
So Space Between.
Sort of a blank email.
Every detail I find out about this movie makes it seem less and less like it was actually a film that was released.
It made $317 million.
Oh my God.
So that's how like a film
Is the poster mm-hmm. like the two of them leaning on each other?
Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
It is. Yes, 100%. Mm-hmm. Do you want to see the poster?
I do.
Yeah, hang on. I'll go back there.
She's holding a ring box, right?
What?
She's got a ring box. She's standing up. They're going to get engaged.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's extremely 2009 romantic comedy poster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm surprised Matthew McConaughey's
They're not necessarily leaning. I mean, this is, again, it's hashtag pre-2. Mm-hmm. She's almost choking him.
Yeah, that, yes.
He does look like he's trying to back away.
Mm-hmm. And she's kind of got him pinned up.
There's no implied consent in that poster
None
at all.
Whatsoever, no.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
And so we've got the coin.
Okay.
And so now we're walking around the office, mm-hmm. and Asif Manvi is there, and he he's holding coffee powers.
Coffee powers?
It's like a special orb that you get, and it allows you to drink coffee.
Okay.
It's like a power up.
Okay.
And so you hit the talk to Asif button.
Okay. Does Ryan say... Press the talk to Asif button.
Hey, man.
There you go.
Press the talk to Asif button.
Do you put in your own name before the game starts, or is he always...
No, this is a fight we've had. I'm actually glad you're bringing this up, because I don't necessarily want to have to be Hazeman when I play the game. And I haven't been able to undo that program. And it lets you put in your own name, but then... All that happens is on the screen, the letters like swirl and warp to become Hazeman again.
Uh-huh. and you've already recorded this dialogue with Ryan Reynolds?
Yes, that is what we're kind of we're building the game around this batch of this MP3 file that we have.
One file?
Yes, it's a voice memo.
Oh, okay.
So Ryan Reynolds... tells me this. And so the talk to, by the way, the way it works on the controller, which is attached to the machine.
Yes.
So you're basically kind of typing on mm-hmm. the console itself.
You type?
It's sort of like typing. But there's a talk button. And then under the talk button, a bunch of other buttons with different names
on
them.
You cannot quit me so quickly. And that's just playing in the background. There's no hope in you.
So you have to sit right basically on top of your like right up against it to play this game.
Yes. And you have to do, you know, like get in kind of get on the home keys. And then you'll extend, I guess it'd be your ring finger to the right ring finger to the talk key. And then your thumb is on the Asif key, which is as big as the space bar.
Is the laughter keeps us coming back for more.
That's a really...
The space bar between, is that something?
The Asif key.
It's gotta be.
The Asif key is too big.
I gotta be honest, guys. I think that...
Hit me. Brutal honesty.
That's honestly why we had
What
you
works
here.
About it and what needs a slight tweak?
So what works about it is that you've locked in major talent.
Huge.
Into a single audio file. That is huge.
Yeah.
What doesn't work is that you only have one audio file. You need to at least split that up into separate tracks because otherwise the player has to play it at exactly the same speed as the audio file, or what's happening on screen won't synchronize to the action. Then also
we have to record separate tracks. So it sounds like you are angling to be Asif, and that is great because that is exactly what we want.
We want a secondary Asif, ideally.
No, no.
The way it works right now is you fire up the game. No. First of all, the game, you put in a video cassette to play alongside the game. It's the Wizard of Oz. The third time the lion roars, you hit play on both the game and the audio track. And they should sync up pretty close.
What?
We're finding that if people don't necessarily follow the rules as quickly... that sometimes Asif gets pretty far ahead of you.
I feel like you should strip this down to its bare essentials, which is an office game.
Yeah.
Where you have goals and Ryan Reynolds provides the voice acting. You need
Chef Kevin, our producer, is working on the office game.
Chef Kevin, we would love to have him actually get involved. Unfortunately, you said strip this down to our bare essentials and he is now Googling himself nude.
So what's his name in the movie? Ryan Reynolds
is Andrew Paxton.
Pax.
And so Asif would be saying, Andrew Paxton, the Paxman, running from the ghosts, Inky, Winky, Blinky, and Nod. Is that their names in Pac-Man? Yeah. His name, and isn't it amazing that his name is another famous game, Pac-Man?
But that's not... Okay. His Pac-Man. Pac-Man.
What's a ghost's name?
Inky, Pinky.
Okay.
Clyde, Sue.
Is that right?
I think so. I'm not sure.
Okay, well, please. I'm going to have to pony up for another Devin search.
Now, you said Blinky, yep. But am yes. I only thinking yeah. of Blinky?
Yeah, see, I know video game stuff. I don't know movie stuff. But you can't use...
You can't use Pac-Man.
For can't use no, Pac-Man?
You can use Pax-Man because it's parody, but you can't use
yes,
the ghost.
Thank you, Constitution.
Thank you, Pixels.
Why are the ghosts in... your office game.
He is making a joke. He is.
Asif went off script a little bit, which we didn't have a ton of control over. And some of the shit's pretty funny.
Uh-huh.
But it does take the game off track.
Are you using the audio from your podcast for this?
Yes.
Is that where you're...
Yes.
That's kind of what we have.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Period.
Yes.
And also Scott. Do you know Scott Anchorman?
I mean, Anchorman?
Yeah.
Is that what you called him?
Yeah.
Scott Anchorman.
Yeah.
He's funny. He revolutionized comedy.
Yeah. I mean, that's not his name, but I do know who he is.
He showed up to our 100th episode and was pretty jealous that we had Asif because he's a big guest. Uh-huh. So we have to cut around a lot of his stuff.
Who's? Asif or
Scott.
Okay.
Because we can't afford to have him in the game either. He's like super litigious. Like we actually, I'm hesitant to even bring him up on the show because he sued us over a pro version where we used a recording of him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Fucked up, right?
Yeah. I mean, that you used an authorized recording is fucked up, yes.
In the state of California.
I want to be really clear here. In nothing you have described in any of these anecdotes are you the victim. In none of them. In all of these anecdotes, you have done something wrong and are being punished accordingly.
Right.
Yeah.
Even where they use spelled the guy's name wrong in the credits of the movie. And now I'm number two on IMDb.
So now that's his fault?
Come on.
He did that?
But you can change that. You can.
No, I've tried. I emailed IMDb. They said I have to be number two, even though there's not actually a guy with the same name.
I'm sorry to hear that. You're right.
Yeah.
In that story, you are the victim.
Thank you.
Though I somehow
so
feel
then
like
that
you're...
kind of explains a lot of the other actions I've taken where I'm lashing out over that.
You guys have a dog in the studio who just gave up from this story. The dog laid down.
He knows what time it is.
What time
we
is
do
it?
Have what to wrap up the game okay. soon because
you have to wrap up the game
well,
soon?
Well, because when the lion roars three times, that's pretty close to the end of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly he's not roaring until the end. And so we only have a little running room in the Wizard of Oz
uh-huh.
to like have an entire game in.
Mm-hmm.
So we already have Ryan Reynolds jump, get the smash the box, get the coin. He talks to Asif, gets the
coffee
power yeah, up. Yeah, yes.
Yeah. Enter Angry Birds.
Yes.
Asif says. Uh-huh. We go, we don't have the Angry Birds, Asif. Okay. We couldn't cut that out because there's like overlapping tracks.
Right.
He gets the coffee power up. Sandra Bullock comes in.
And so now this is where we need you for is like just to.
This is it.
How to have this be like the final boss battle, basically, where he is sort of battling his boss in like a sort of flirtatious, bantery way.
Mm-hmm. So you need.
It's almost like a roast battle.
You need dialogue trees is what you're saying. You need dialogue trees. So what that means, first off, I'd like mm-hmm. to clarify your game is. Jump over a box, crush the box, get Smash. A coin, walk to somebody, mm-hmm. get coffee, and then you're at the final boss
powers.
Battle?
I have a joke. Hey, if you want to have dialogue about trees, maybe talk to Gabrus and Matt Besser. They're smoking trees.
Yeah. No, you clear.
Smoke trees every day.
A dialogue tree is mm-hmm. when you...
Who do you think taught you to smoke trees?
Who what?
Who do you think taught you to smoke trees?
Is that a reference?
Mm-hmm.
See, she knows game stuff.
Doesn't know who you think taught you to smoke trees?
I mean, I know
so,
what
okay,
that
you
means.
Know Dr. Mario?
Yes.
This is another kind of doctor who I believe was in a fighting game. There was like a Def Jam Vendetta fighting game
this guy. Unbelievable that you know that reference.
Well, I mean, this is how I learned to smoke trees.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Dr. Dre taught you.
Okay, I know. Okay, great.
So we need to figure out how to program Final Boss Battle where Ryan Reynolds and the boss are fighting, but like getting married and falling in love. They are not in love at the beginning of this battle, but they need to be in love by the end for real.
Here's what I would recommend is single button quick time events where you just have what you described play out. And if you don't press
quick time events,
yeah, that's where you quick, like a
just an MOV file. And then we don't have to worry about
exactly like any you just keep pressing stuff. A or go or whatever you want it to be. Mm-hmm. And that sequence will play out where they're fighting, they're flirting.
Wait a second.
And then
can you help me with this?
Okay. I'm loving this.
Okay,
idea.
Great, great.
Just have the entire movie, The Proposal, and a QuickTime file, give people a controller, and they will
think they're making them do it.
Okay, I know what I meant by QuickTime.
We actually then have made several games.
Yeah.
In that case, we have an enormous library of games that are completed. Effectively, I'm just handing you a controller and putting on literally any movie.
Yeah. I mean, yes, I feel like that would actually, if you can get the rights to those movies, then that would help you make money.
Hey, I'm not going to tell anybody.
Again, you're setting yourself up to be legally chastised.
Well, as you just heard, Scott Aukerman already sued us, and you can only be sued one time in a year.
Lawsuit per year.
First off, you do know his name, but didn't correct him when he said...
We have to call him Scott Aukerman now because Anchorman is doing a podcast.
So, unfortunately, yes.
That was our 2017 lawsuit.
Yes.
You guys get sued once a year?
Maximum. Every year. We got to use it. If you don't use it in that year...
It carries over.
Yeah. So then the next year you can get sued twice. Uh-huh. So we do try to get sued every year. In the state of California, they have what's called rollover minutes for your lawsuits. Mm-hmm. And so if you don't use your law, like if you've never been sued, then you're looking at literally...
Bunches of suits that can come up.
Yeah. Right,
so we just need one piece of dialogue from Asif, tossing Ryan Reynolds a weapon in this boss battle.
You need me to record that right now.
Yes.
Here, take this.
Okay. Oh, that's good. But can you also say
something more specific?
After he says Haze Man, could you say, and his buddy? What? So, like, when Asif is saying Haze Man, or when Ryan Reynolds is saying Haze Man, I would love it if he could go, and his buddy.
But she's recording Asif. You want me to record? You have to take that up with Ryan.
Engineer Ryan?
Yeah.
All right, so.
To have him program.
Okay,
Ryan
so
Reynolds
first pick out a weapon, but then. If you could just generally, as like the voice of God, say, like, it's okay for Haze's buddy to play this game. Could make me feel a little more comfortable.
So you're saying that you want let's say you've played this game for all 5 minutes of its total playtime.
Yeah.
You're at the final boss battle. You want to be reassured that you're allowed to do what you're doing?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I can. Yeah.
Thank you.
It's okay. Hey, Haze Man, and your buddy. Okay that you're playing this game.
Well. Boy. Okay.
Is that what you want?
God sounds a lot like you. Interesting.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Somebody got a high opinion of themselves.
That is not.
Okay. Look. We are having Asif say, do the here, take this again. And like, it's like an intense boss battle. Uh-huh. So like, he sounded pretty bored.
Okay.
His best friend and his boss are fighting and getting married and falling in love.
Right.
And like, here, take it. You know, it's like.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for the note.
And
thank
maybe
you.
Say what he's giving him.
Okay.
Or we can get a bunch of loose. So do the here, take this, and then a bunch of loose weapons. Are Does that work, Devin?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Are you sure that you want me? Because you're going to be locked into whatever this is. You don't want to have a concept.
This is Asif asking Ryan Reynolds if he's sure he wants a weapon.
Okay. Yeah, okay. So so just here, take this. Or here, take this pen. Or here, take this knife.
He has a knife at the office?
Yeah, Jesus.
Pen makes sense.
Pen works.
Great, so you've
Stapler.
Got it. Maybe
he goes on a run about his swing line stapler.
You know, I've done a video game voiceover before, and they give you a script.
Whoa. It's not just,
what's a line that you did for it?
Yeah.
I honestly don't remember. It was years ago.
Who? Oh, so it's freaking Memento guy?
Yeah.
Bye.
That felt like being in a car crash.
Hollywood Handbook.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.